Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I think I was abundantly clear. The last time that this came in front of the board, that I have, at that time, had never heard anything but positive things about Juana's and the operation from the Rudsky family. And quite frankly, since that time, it has been an overwhelming amount of community members that have reached out in support of the current operators and their staff, and have, quite frankly, you could count on one hand, and that's saying a lot in a county this size, of the people that reached out that were not supportive of it, that at least reached out to me. I definitely believe small business is the backbone of the community. And so really, for the sake of expediency, I just want to tell you that I fully support the extension of the Juana's agreement.
I'm going to be the bad guy. We have met. I have met with Kevin. We have agreed on something. I'm fully in for giving them the time, the 20 more years, 30, whatever they want. I'm all with it.
You ever hear somebody talk and the only word you can hear in the back of your mind when they're talking is, but, you know the but is coming. Well, Commissioner Ray Addington, the first voice you heard there was Sam Parker, District 1 in Santa Rosa County. District 4, which is the Navarre area, among other things, but, you know, that's the primary nexus of the District 4, is Ray Addington. And what they're talking about here is the extension of the Juana's lease on Navarre Beach. And if you're new to this whole debacle, the short version is that Juana's has been there for a long time, and they've got a deal with the county that every year they pay 5% of their gross revenue. Not profit, gross revenue. So before they take out any costs, they got to give 5% to the county as their rent or their lease or whatever the agreement, okay? And any improvements that they make on the land belong to the county. So the millions of dollars that they put in over the years expanding their operation, the many pagodas, you know, it's one of pagodas, the many infrastructure pieces that they have put there belong to the county. They are 11 years out from the end of their deal. And they want to put solar panels on. And in order to get solar panel funding and grants from the federal government related to solar panels, and in order to just continue to do business effectively and be eligible to get, you know, loans in case there's a disaster, all this kind of stuff, they want to extend their deal. They're thriving. They want to be there for a long time. And so what they want is to push out from today past 11 years, another 19 years to 30 years. So to get a 30-year deal, basically to kind of start over now at that same 5%. Okay, which if their sales go up in a year, then they pay more, right? So and if they go down, they pay less, okay? But that's in order to be eligible for these loans and in order to be eligible for the grants for the solar panels, and they want to commit to Santa Rosa County, and they want to build on the success that they've had all these years. Now, when this came up the last time, James Calkins pitched a fit of, I don't know why, but he challenged them and said, this is silly. We got to raise your rent. We got to raise your taxes. We got to double or triple, or we got people that might pay 10 or 15 or 20%. Who knows? You know, and people were coming, well, at least one person came up and said, I'd do it for 10. I'll double it.
And so he threatened a tax increase on Juana's, and most people were like, what? They're great. Shut up. It's a good deal. Stop it. And then all kinds of false allegations were made about how other beach businesses were paying too much, and Tom Danheiser, the county attorney, is like, no, they're not. And so we were kind of left in limbo with Ray Eddington saying, he's the county commissioner for that district, saying, I'm going to go work on this. So now he's come back to the table, and you heard him say, I'm going to be the bad guy, and he's not singing Billie Eilish remakes. He's saying, I'm about to mess up what y'all think is going to be a good deal. Okay, well, here goes. What did he come to?
I have met with Kevin, and I made a proposal. We'll go ahead and give him the extra years that he needed.
That's good so far.
And on top of that, I asked, when the 11th year is over with, he still pays 5% for these next 11 years. Would go up to 6%. He was okay with that, but I understand some other commissioners have talked to him. But that's where I stand.
So he wants to raise the taxes. I mean, it's call it a tax, call it a rent, call it, it doesn't really matter. He wants to make them pay more. Not just pay more, as in if they make $600,000 in the year. Actually, sorry, if they make $6 million, which is about what we figure, and they pay 5%. Okay, that comes out to $300,000. It's actually $309,000. Okay, he wants to raise it to $370,000. He wants to raise it by about $60,000 a year. Now, if next year they make $7 million, the rent already goes up to $350,000 because a percentage means a tax increase or a rent increase if their revenues go up. If they keep growing and expanding as they have been doing, then they will keep paying more. But he doesn't just want them to pay more. He wants them to pay a higher percentage on that more. That's what he says, 6% instead of 5%.
That's what I asked for. After 11 years, we go to 6%. And that wasn't too much to ask for. I could ask for more than that, but I figured 1% was enough. They do give a lot of money to this county. You'd be surprised how much money...
I mentioned that the crowd was jammed full of Juana's supporters and employees, all wearing yellow shirts and like out into the hallway, standing room only, really at Tiger Point, really, really jam-packed room. So again, he says, look, I'm being nice. I could have asked for more. As in, I'll give you my early indication of where I fall on this. I could have been even more unreasonable. I could have tried to rob you of even more money. Because in my mind, a good deal is a good deal. And, you know, if they're good at 5% and they keep paying the county $300, $320, $350, $360,000 a year as every time, you know, their revenue goes up, then good. All right. So Sam Parker says, I'm okay with 6%. I'm okay with raising it to 6%. But it's not just, you're not raising it 1%.
Your proposal that you just explained, I would be fully in support of it if the family thinks that would work. And I just want to point out one thing. Some people may hear 1% and think, man, that's only 1%. But if you do the math, that's a 20% increase in the amount of revenue that they currently pay.
That's right. If they're paying 300 now, it's actually 309. But if they're paying 300 around even, they'd be paying 360. That's a 20% increase or a fifth increase. That's a significant jack in, I mean, let's say you're paying rent somewhere and it's $2,000, okay, a month. God, it's amazing that people are paying two. And I know a lot of people are paying more than that. But okay, let's say you're paying $2,000 a month. If it goes up by a fifth, it goes up to $2,400. Imagine your landlord saying, hey, next month, $400 more. That's what we're talking about here. That's the ratio that we're talking about. So remember James Calkins, Commissioner of District 3, up for re-election. So is Sam. So is Colton Wright. He's the one that started all this drama because Juana just wanted to extend the current terms. And then he pitched a weird hissy fit over that was not good enough. We should be raking them over the coals even better. Ray Eddington comes back with a little bit of a rake over the coals at 6%. And James Calkins now says, oh, man, I love Juana's. Juana's is the best. I know I'm trying to get reelected, but Juana's, oh, they're fantastic.
I just want to say that they have done a lot for our community. It is just mind-blowing how much they have They're the American dream. They started a business from scratch. They grew it. And I believe that they are some of the reason we have, you know, a lot of people that have, you know, moved to the beach and choose to call this place home. I mean, they have created paradise in Navarre Beach. And so I commend them for that.
So after all of this day of praise in front of the people that you're trying to raise the rent on, what was that expression that you used recently, sir?
This is hosing the citizens.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Anyway, that was at the previous meeting. And so in front of these people, now Juanes is the best. Juanes is great. I wouldn't do anything to hurt Juanes. Their American dream. You know, we're proud of them. They pander much. I mean, you're the one who started all of this, and now in front of these people, you're totally changing your tune.
Today, I've decided I'm going to be supporting them on this.
Yeah, but supporting them in what way? Because originally he didn't want to extend it. He wanted to put it open for bids. He thought this is a sole source contract. It's not. So support in what way? Like, he supports the extension. Okay. Does he support it at 5%, at 6%? You know, that's going to be one of the big questions. So
I think that what Commissioner Eddington pushed is a pretty good deal for everybody. And so I'll support that. So we'll move forward and extend their lease, and they'll be here, and we'll all be good. So
right now where you're sitting at is, it looks like Sam is going to go along with this. It looks like Ray Eddington and James Coggins, because it looks like three members of the board are ready to vote for a 6%, which again would cost Juanes a $60,000 a year rent increase, lease increase, tax increase, depending on how you want to style it. Remember, James Coggins, who always says that he is against tax increases.
Well, here we go again with the government and their handout. They always got their handout. We're asking for more and more and more when families right now are struggling.
From a previous meeting on the 10th, on the 9th of May. Interesting. He's always against tax increases until he's actually in a position to impose a tax increase on Juanes Pagodas. And he's now wanting to increase their taxes by 20%. You know, imagine jacking up everybody's property taxes by 20%. Because that's not fair. People aren't giving enough, you know? Oh, no, I'd never raise taxes. You literally are proposing to raise taxes on them. Not, again, they already have a tax increase every year if their profits go, if not, if their gross revenue goes up. And now you're talking about raising the percentage. Okay, fine. So Kerry Smith, who, best way to describe this is that Kerry and James don't get along well. All right? Kerry Smith, District 2.
Well, I'm glad everybody's gotten on board, because sometimes when you lick your finger and you stick it up in the air, start seeing the tides may be going against you if you stay on your track.
Meaning when James Coggins tried to swing and whiffed on this whole issue of persuading people that Juanes needed to be had more money taken away from them, and he's like, you just don't realize what you stepped in here, because people love this business and they love the Redskins and they love what they do for the community, and you discovered I've gone astray.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that Juanes came in here and the infrastructure that they put in was a massive amount. It was a big expenditure for them. So when I see people get up to the podium and say, well, I could do it at 10%, well, you probably could do it after the infrastructure's in place. These are the things that we don't take, and you know, I know that some of our businesses don't require that kind of infrastructure. They might just be a chair and an umbrella.
Which is a direct dig at James Coggins, who used to run a rental business on the beach of a couple of chairs and umbrellas or whatever. He's saying, you don't understand real business, which is kind of what Colton Wright had said previously, is you don't really understand business. And to tell Juanes that they should just suddenly come up with double the rent, 10%, or even now just even 20% more at 6% is, I mean, still a lot, okay? And so Kerry's going to make the point, like, this is why commissioners matter, and this is why the people you put into office. And again, we got an election year for Districts 1, Sam Parker and his opponents, Districts 3, James Coggins and his opponents, and District 5, Colton Wright and his opponent. So, you know, or opponents, I forget where it stands right. It might be 2 now. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is we have an election year this year, and Kerry Smith says,
but when we do these things and we cause this kind of a stir up, these are the things that,
or chaos and drama,
I'm appreciative for, because I think a lot of you started to realize how much a county commissioner does affect your daily life. So let's pay attention to these things, because a county commissioner affects you a lot more on a daily basis than your president does.
That's true.
So keep an eye on these things. That's all I got, sir.
they have a weird audio system. It always cuts out the applause a little bit, but they people were applauding, of course, because he says, watch out and pay attention who you elect, as in don't re-elect James Calkins is what he's saying, because bad commissioners affect your life way more than even the president. You know, we all get worked up about Biden and Trump, and it's easy because it's national news is what they focus on, but of course, that's such a distraction from your ordinary life. Those folks matter, but they don't matter near as much as your county commissioners. He's right about that. Now, Colton Wright steps in and says, you know, look, they are a major employer. They're the biggest employer in the South, really. And I just think this is kind of a mistake to go at 6%.
I support Commissioner Eddington's proposal only if the family and the management team at Juanes is comfortable with that. Because as Commissioner Parker, Mr. Chairman, you made the comment, it is a 20% increase. And, you know, I think there's a significant difference between 5% of gross and 5% of net.
There is.
So this is not 5% of their profit. This is 5% right off the top. And that is a significant amount of money. So I support the proposal, but I would like to hear from the management team at Juanes.
So he's sort of willing, but I will tell you a little bit of a preview. The Juanes folks said, yeah, we don't really just have $60,000 laying around to give away, because that's money that could, he didn't say it this way, but that's money that could go to, you know, salaries and people and not raising prices. And so they said, we don't really love this. And there's a long bit of drama between here and there, but I give Colton Wright tremendous credit because he was the one who said, yeah, no, I object to this. This is not right. And he swayed the board, who suddenly realized, oh, crap, what'd we do? And Kerry Smith was there, too. But the other three had to be persuaded against their will, basically, to go for the only extending it at 5% for 30 years, which is where the landing spot is. We'll talk about that a little bit later, because this got a whole lot more interesting in terms of drama and comments and anger later on in the conversation. We'll play those clips for you later. I just wanted you to understand that that's kind of the backdrop. And like I said, James Calkins initiated this push for taxing Juanes more. Ray Eddington wanted to tax them more, but not quite as much. And then everybody got their hands smacked for sticking it in the honeypot. And eventually, I think fairness basically won out, and they extended it to 30 years at 5%. So good job for justice in the end, my opinion, and not growing government. You know, who's the real big government tax and spend liberal now? I mean, judge them by their works, not by their talk. 527 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer's here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
Climatech, Climatech.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer and get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, it's 5:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Tonight we got bands on the beach. You can enjoy the sand and some music in your beach chair, and you can listen to some outstanding live local music. 1211 is going to be playing tonight at 6 on 611 at 7. Too many numbers? Sorry. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next right after Fox. Yeah, they pay me for that kind of quality commentary right there. That's the good stuff.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jurors resumed deliberations this morning at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. They started yesterday after closing arguments.
In closing arguments, Prosecutor Derek Hines asked jurors, was Hunter Biden an addict? Did he know he was an addict when he filled out that form? That's all you have to decide. But Hunter's defense team reminded jurors that no one actually saw him doing drugs the day he purchased the weapon or the 11 days in which he had the gun. They also pointed to receipts that showed he was purchasing a lot of alcohol at that time.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. 4 American teachers are stabbed in China.
The instructors from Iowa's Cornell College were attacked in a public park in Jilin City. The 4 had been teaching at nearby Beihua University. They're now in the hospital being treated for knife wounds, but authorities say none of their lives are at risk.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meek says she's been told somebody's been taken into custody and this was a random attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now we have 76 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. We are expecting some more information later this morning on that murder-suicide in Garcon Point on Sunday night. Of course, yesterday we learned that a man had shot and killed his wife on Adrian's Way. So far, not a lot has been released on that, but the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is holding a press conference this morning at 11. A doctor with the International Shark Attack File weighing in after those terrifying shark attacks in Walton County last Friday.
So it's either a bull shark or a tiger shark because of the nature of the injuries. And given that bull sharks are known to occur in fairly high abundance in that area, we think it's most likely a bull shark.
That is Dr. Gavin Naylor, a 45-year-old woman, lost her lower left arm in another attack 4 miles away involving teenage girls, one of them lost a hand and part of a leg. Dr. Naylor says if you see bait fish in the water, it's a good idea to head to dry land. NASA astronauts that are at the International Space Station are going to stay there for at least another week now.
Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams launched from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on board Boeing Starliner spacecraft last Wednesday. This marked the capsule's first crewed mission. NASA and Boeing gave an update yesterday, saying the astronauts will return to Earth no earlier than Tuesday, June 18th, in order to allow engineers to keep an eye on 3 small helium leaks on the craft. The initial plan was for the flight crew to spend only a week at the ISS before making their way back home. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The state of Florida currently has about 20,000 unsolved homicides on the books. Some of those date back decades. Now, Attorney General Ashley Moody, along with Crime Stoppers, is launching a new tool that will hopefully lead to some answers. Decks of playing cards, each with information about an unsolved homicide, will be distributed to jails and prisons around the state.
Perpetrators of long-gone cold cases often think they've gotten away with it. And I hope today is a reminder to them that they should never feel safe, they should never feel free, because we will continue to pursue them.
The cards contain information on homicides dating back to 1979. And Pensacola International Airport is now inviting passengers to enroll in the TSA PreCheck program. PreCheck is an expedited screening program that enables identified low-risk air travelers to have a faster screening process. For PreCheck travelers, there's no need to remove shoes.
belts or light outerwear. Temporary enrollment center is going to be open at the airport from July 8th through Friday, July 12th. In order to enroll, you have to apply online and then make an appointment. It's 5:34. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. As we go into Wednesday, beautiful sunny weather continues, high near 91. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain and a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 76 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news at 6 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Omari with Your Money Now. Apple hosted its annual Worldwide Developers Conference yesterday, and the tech giant shared a plethora of updates. The biggest was its push into artificial intelligence called Apple Intelligence. Apple's Craig Federici said the models behind Apple Intelligence would be available across iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. It also announced that users can tap into OpenAI's ChatGPT when using Siri, but only if a user wants to. For example, the virtual assistant will be able to answer thousands of questions about how to use your Apple device. Chrysler is recalling more than 211,000 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 SUVs and pickup trucks due to a software malfunction. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the affected vehicles may experience a glitch in their anti-lock braking control module, which could increase the risk of a crash. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you. When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage.
To love me like I love on you.
Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket or lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:39 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, as we always do. On Monday, Chief Deputy Randy Tiff was with us yesterday. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. 2 weeks in a row. This is exciting.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Bob's supposed to be back next week, but always good to talk to you. Obviously, the big horrible news from over the weekend is that we had a shooting on Adrian Way and Garcon Point that turned out to be much more than that. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It ended up being the individual shot his wife and then turned and shot himself, committing suicide. Mm. So our prayers go out to the family members of those, of both of those individuals. Very unfortunate incident.
And, you know, when I talk with Sheriff Bob or Sheriff Simmons, you know, it's just, crime is one of the things that you can work on and prevent and take action. Domestic violence is just, and unless you tell me it's otherwise, the kind of thing that horribly, tragically, a lot of times it just happens. And it's very, there's very little you can do except to make people aware that there are resources and if they have early indicators that there's problems, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things. We would love to say we could prevent it, but we can't. We urge people that are in domestic issues to reach out to resources. We have a copious amount of resources to help individuals that are in domestic situations that before they turn bad, all they have to do is contact the sheriff's office and one of our victim advocates. We can get them some information. It's very sad. Unfortunately, it happens every day in our county. We respond to domestic violence just routinely. I mean, it's just a routine call for us. Unfortunately, it's sad because not only the spouse is usually the female spouse is usually the victim of it. Not always. We've had the male being the victim, but most importantly, there's children. They're the victims. And there's usually always children involved in that see it and observe it. And, you know, we have the resource available to help, and we'd love to be able to help people that are in those situations and before they end up tragically like this, because now there was children, and those children are now victims and their family members. You know, they lost two family members. I mean, it's sad.
I know you may not know, or it may not have been, but do we have any knowledge of whether there were, you know, prior calls, earlier warnings, any indication that something like this, you know, might happen?
There was a domestic call, I think, if I remember right, when I looked at it last night, about 2 years ago. Nothing happened with it. Nobody went to jail. I think it was just a verbal.
Okay.
At that point, but that was the only call.
Mm. And even when you have, you know, something more than that, you can't always necessarily do anything. And I know it's frustrating all around. And of course, as you said, for the children and the relatives and our prayers, it's awful to think about. You guys were doing a traffic stop, I think, back on Thursday that turned into kind of an odd arrest, right?
Yeah. We did a traffic stop started off with illegal tint on the windows. And resulted in the confiscation of 12 pair of AirPods, 9 iWatches, 15 Pro Max iPhones, 7 iPads, 2 MacBooks. Both these individuals were arrested and charged with possession of counterfeit goods. I just want to warn the public, this is routine. It's out there. These items are out there. They're counterfeit. And most of the time they're sold on Facebook Marketplace. So when you see a deal on Facebook Marketplace for a brand new iPad for $100, don't go do it. They're going to be counterfeit. So we'd just like the public to know that these counterfeit items are out there and they're in bulk in a lot of places. This is the second time we've caught somebody with these counterfeit items.
Really?
And routinely they sell them on Marketplace just to get people to buy them, and they're usually at a low cost. So if it seems too good to be true, it is.
I'm just out of curiosity, what do you do with all of that? I mean, does the merchandise just not work at all, just not work well? What do you guys do with it?
They work. It's just put into evidence, and eventually it's destroyed because there's going to be no owner to it, so we just destroy them.
Weird.
Once the case is over with.
Yeah, so, you know, buy at a reputable dealer, I guess, is the basic idea. You guys also, now I know this was not your case, okay? This is an FHP case, but we had a man died in an ATV crash on Wallace Lake Road, and I guess basically traveled off the road, went into a tree, and wound up killing himself. Just maybe a note to people about safety when they're riding these ATVs. And I know so little about ATVs. I don't even know if they even have seat belts on them. I assume they don't, but I don't really know. You tell me.
No, they don't. And they're off-road vehicles. They're not supposed to be on the roadways anyway. This one happened at about 12:30 in the morning. It's just, this is the second incident that we've had in that area of the county that resulted in a death. And it's sad. This FHP is handling this investigation. It is sad, and people just need to be mindful. There's really no reason to be out at 12:30 at night in the dark on a road, traveling on an ATV. Stay off of them, use them during daylight hours, keep them off the roadways, and just be safe.
Good safety notes all around. Hey, just a quick thing. I don't know if you've heard anything about this. I was reading an article the other day. It talked about a new drug called methamphetamine, I think is how you say it. It looks like the Mexican cartels are using this. It's a chemical sedative, and they mixed it in with fentanyl, and it winds up making it even more deadly than fentanyl. There have been a lot of overdoses tied to this around the country in April and now into May quite a bit, and I assume June will show the same thing. Have we seen this in Santa Rosa County?
We've heard it's out there. We haven't specifically had it and had it tested to positive for that in our possession from anything we've got. But it is out there, and we've got the warnings, and we've heard that there's some of this, the drugs coming from the cartel which we all know are flooding all of our counties. And it's out there, and it does make it even more deadly than fentanyl, if you can imagine that, because fentanyl is already very potent. So this makes it even worse. And they claim that it gives a different type of high, I guess, right before it kills you. So everybody needs to avoid it because there has been a lot of overdoses across the country with it.
Last thing I wanted to give you a chance to talk about is the Star Foundation's got a rodeo coming up in August, right?
Yeah, our nonprofit, the SRSO Star Foundation, we have a event coming up in August, 9th and 10th. It's a rodeo. It's going to be here at East Milton. We encourage people to go online. We're looking for sponsorships from businesses to sponsor and put your sign up around the rodeo arena. And tickets will be available online if you just go to srsostarfoundation.org. So go on there and look at that, and we welcome all of our community to come out and have a good time with this rodeo.
Outstanding. The Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Randy Tift. Chief, thanks for the 2 weeks of interviews. I appreciate the information and certainly everything your deputies do to keep us all safe, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Take care, Andrew.
Absolutely. 547 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and I think there's actually, sadly, there's more to that story with the murder-suicide and I haven't been able to verify some of the details just yet, but so I don't want to say something that's incorrect. But in terms of what neighbors did to help, and some pretty amazing things. Sheriff Johnson is supposed to have a press conference today, I think at 11 a.m., and I'm sure we'll get more of those details. But that's what I had heard, is that neighbors really helped and did some amazing stuff in the process of keeping these kids safe from what was going on inside the home, because it's bad, especially with the kids. Hey, if you are looking for a home or trying to sell a home or just trying to decide what to do and maybe aren't sure because real estate, the market has changed a little bit in the last couple of years, the interest rates have changed and, which way are they headed and what's going on and, are prices going to go up? Are they going to fall? What can I count on? Hey, call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. This is what they specialize in. They are experts in this field and they will answer your questions. And not just answer your questions, but one of the things I appreciate about them is they'll help you ask better questions. And that's the job of a professional, services person, is to make sure that you don't just get what you think you want, but get what you really need and might even not realize it's what you need. Like, hey, think about this zoning for the parcel that's nearby what you're trying to buy. I mean, all of that kind of stuff that in your ordinary daily life you don't pay much attention to, that's what they pay attention to. So whether it's buying or selling, and or maybe both, you know, because that's actually pretty common, right? You can find great expert help from Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. They sold 175 homes last year. Pretty good. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Are services still off limits to me?
Under the circumstances, your privileges are reinstated immediately. What do you need?
Guns. Lots of guns.
Good morning, 5:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and in the newsroom now, eagerly waiting for my call, David Wayne with the headlines.
Well, good morning. Hunter Biden's federal firearms case is now in the hands of a Delaware jury. The judge instructed them to start deliberating after the prosecution and defense wrapped up their closing arguments yesterday. The Attorney General's Office of New Jersey is now reportedly looking into whether the conviction of former President Donald Trump in New York should impact his three state golf courses from holding a liquor license. New Jersey law says that a liquor license shall not be issued to anyone convicted of a crime involving moral turpitude. And federal agencies are now cracking down on the sale and distribution of illicit vaping products. The FDA announcing a new task force that they're hoping will shut down the flood of e-cigarette products that they think are marketed at youth.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 5:53, News Radio Pensacola. What else? We have? Yesterday was just such a... God, there was so much stuff going on yesterday. It's annoying to me because I will not be able to get to it all in a timely manner. I have to make decisions about which things are and which things are not the big news of the day. But I'll tell you, one of the other things that was going on yesterday, and David had been talking about this a little bit earlier, is the hearing for the motion to dismiss the case involving Jeff Bergosh's text messages. This is Jeff Bergosh using the county to go after Alex Arduini, Jonathan Owens, and the PNJ for their alleged possession of the text messages. And I say alleged, which was actually kind of a key part in the testimony yesterday, because Jonathan says he has them. The PNJ, of course, says they have them. Alex Arduini has never said he has them and says he doesn't have them. And so when Steve West, the county attorney who was there to represent Jeff Burgash in this, says...
The defendants have all admitted that they have the property, and the court received uncontroverted testimony at the last hearing to that effect as well.
Yeah, that's just false. I mean, that is really, really, really badly wrong on the facts. Alex Arduini specifically has said he doesn't have them and has controverted your so-called incontrovertible evidence. And so his attorney, Eric Friday, pointed this out.
Mr. West made a comment during his argument that all defendants have admitted to having possession having gotten possession of the text messages at issue. That is absolutely not the case. Mr. Arduini, if you recall, Your Honor, testified at the hearing on February 2nd that he never possessed any of these text messages. He had seen, I believe he may have said he's seen them at some point in somebody else's possession, but he never possessed them. He has never admitted to possessing them.
Yeah. So I was kind of surprised to hear Steve West claim something that I knew to be inaccurate, and then Eric Friday called him out on it, so appropriately. So the real argument here, there's a couple. The lawyer for the PNJ did most of the heavy lifting, Carol Locasero, and, you know, her critique of the case by the county, which the case is so weak. It's bizarrely weak. Plus, I tend to agree with the defendants here that this is an effort by Jeff Burgash to weaponize the legal department of the county against these defendants for political opposition to him. In fact, you know, frankly, when Dennis Green, who represents Jonathan Owens, said that, I thought, yeah, I mean, that's exactly it.
Here, you have a county commissioner that's using the office of the county attorney to go after a political vendetta against somebody who ran against them in a past election, that's turned over these documents to a plaintiff's attorney firm to use against the county, and I think it's very clear what's going on. The county, on one hand, wants to say, oh, no, this is not about the, you know, the public records. This has nothing to do with anti-SLAPP. We're just here on behalf of Mr. Burgash in his personal capacity, which is also a violation of Florida law.
Yeah, it's all kinds of weird stuff. Like, the county's in, I've talked about this many times, so, but it's important to remember, the county's interest would be in text messages that are sort of county domain, right? County property related to county business. But all of the county business is Sunshine Law stuff, and so it's all out, according to them. So they don't have an interest in that because that's all out. The stuff that Jeff wants back is stuff that's personal, that involves all kinds of, I don't know, passwords or codes or medical information or social security numbers or whatever. He's said all of this stuff at various times. And, okay, that's fine for him to want that back. There's no reason for anybody else to possess that stuff. That's true. Generally, no reason. You could make the argument that some might theoretically be stuff that would be of the public interest if it relates to his decision-making or his capacity, but I think it's thin, okay? But generally speaking, the stuff that he mentions as people shouldn't have, they probably shouldn't have. But that's not county business. So the county doesn't have an interest. It's his stuff. And him using the county to get back that stuff doesn't really make a lot of sense. And so then you have the question of, like, why is he using the county to do this job? Well, that's a good question. You know, and if he's using the county to do it, does it wind up being anti-SLAPP, which is strategic lawsuit against public participation? That's a specific term used in Florida law about politicians using their legal resources to punish political opponents to silence them, which is what Dennis Green and, you know, I agree, that's what this looks like to me, because Jeff Burgash, and this has been done before with other people, but in this particular case, it's payback for the PNJ and for Jonathan Owens and apparently for Alex Arduini for their criticism of him and things that he doesn't like.
Furthermore, Mr. Burgash has made references in his own blog about the mounting cost of my client's legal expenses on his personal blog site ad nauseum. And I think it's very clear what's going on here, that the Escambia County Attorney's Office has been weaponized against these defendants to suppress them for their lawful use of that download, which is there's communications between some of his big money donors. And while he's on the dais, going back and forth, talking about all kinds of public information like redistricting, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and, you know, celebrating the legal fees. Well, they're asking for all the legal fees back. So they're asking to dismiss the case because it does not have legal merit. I think the PNJ's Representative Carol Casero explained that quite accurately. And since it does not have legal merit, and also since this is being done against political opponents, especially against a news gathering organization who has a right to hold the material, you know, kind of almost regardless, I would expect the judge to rule on their behalf.
Dependable.